This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for April 5th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 228.74, which was $5.72 lower than the previous week. There were 737 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout, which was roughly 11% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, that was at 233.14, and that was $5.40 lower, and it was following the big decline that we saw in the daily cutout the last 2 weeks. The total reported box beef volume was 6,710 loads, which was steady with last week. Exports were at 775 loads, which was 136 loads less than last week, and almost 12% of the total sales. The formula trade was at 3,220 loads, and that was 65 loads lower than the previous week. It was about 48% of the total loads sold during the week. Those outfront sales, they were at 1,230 loads, and that was 75 loads more than the previous week. The big items this week were about the same as the previous few weeks, with roughly 2.8 million pounds of brisket, round, and a small amount of chuck products, which sold mostly $12 to $35 below the current formula trade. There were very little middle meat sold, and there was less than 200,000 pounds, which was roughly 4 loads of choice rib and loin products, but they sold $33 to $36 above the current formula trade. Also, there was another 200,000 pounds of select middle meats that were sold out front. In the spot trade for the primal cuts, the trade was mixed, with all primals except the chucks showing substantial losses. In the outside primals, the rounds were 8 to 9 lower, but the chucks were steady to 2 higher. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were 3 to as much as $18 lower. Live slaughter cow prices at auctions began to decline over the past week in response to the decline in the meat prices. The cow cutout dropped over $6 because the main cow beef product, which is 90% trimmings, dropped over $12 during the week. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was $2 to $4 lower at $148 to $151, and those dress prices were $4 to $5 lower at $239 to $242. Sales numbers were very small due to the declining market and very aggressive selling in the past few weeks. Feedlots appear to be extremely current, which has helped to keep the weights lower. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,239 pounds, which was 7 pounds lower than the previous week, and that compares to 1,230 last year. Weights continue on their normal seasonal decline. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending March 22nd was steady at 856 pounds, and that compares to 858 last year and 840 pounds for the previous 5-year average. Carcass weights continue to follow their normal seasonal decline, totally in step with last year, and should normally bottom out about the end of April or the first week of May. The choice select spread was about 11, which was $4 higher than the previous week, and continues to widen as the demand for choice middle meats improves for grilling, along with the very aggressive finished cattle selling and lighter carcass weights that produced fewer choice cattle. The packers have 393,000 head contracted to them for April, and that's compared to 306,000 head last year. And they also have 231,000 head contracted for May and 217,000 head for June, both of which are higher numbers than last year. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.